Welcome to the Wednesday evening, June the 16th, Energy Transference Teleconference and Podcast. It's a mouthful, but boy, is it worth it. This is Dr. Dream, and tonight, Dream the Biggest Dream presents Lessons from the Front Line. And our topic this evening is the feeling of now, the Nicholas intention, and more. So I want to welcome everyone to the call, and this is great tonight. I was playing a little game where we, the minute before I say at a certain point, which is a few minutes after, you know, the time frame that okay, this is the final minute. Let's see who shows up. And my two just lovely friends that I don't see enough of, but whenever I do see them or connect with them, always raises my resonant frequency, and that's Kathy and Marilyn. And they're on right now, but of course they're muted, and so they're probably giggling. But anyway, so they get on, and I'm just like so tickled by it. And it's part of the game that I play and everything else. And I'm thinking about the topic, and I'm like, this is the feeling of now. And so cool. Okay. Whew. Welcome to the podcast of now, the call of now, the energy transference of now, the now of now. As my friend Jesse or Ion says, the best now ever, and it is available to any of us at any moment that we decide we want to connect with it. And you find the magic, the beauty, the love of all that is in the now. And that's the only place you can really find it. You can look for magic and beauty and love in your past, and you can connect with a memory of it, and it makes you feel good, but it's gone. You can think about the magic and the beauty and the love in the future, and you can hypothesize in your feeling body of what it will be like, but it's not here. So truly, the only place that we can find this that I'm talking about is now. And that's why I have decided for me that I like to refer to it as the feeling of now, because truly it is unlike any other feeling. So here we are in this beautiful, beautiful now. So much to share this week. I come up with the topics this week. I didn't get out the announcement until Tuesday morning, and but I was writing it before that, and I started writing it on Monday, or coming up with the topic, or feeling my way into the topic, and because it works so much better than thinking my way into the topic. And here's what I wrote. Dear conscious dreamers, just when I think life and my experience cannot get any more beautiful and amazing, and I'm fine with that, bam, it opens up even more. So much to share this week. Big news on the Nicholas intention, scheduled for July 7th, and more confirmed dates added to the Tour of Love, 4 events in the next 6 days. As my belief systems shift and my heart further opens, my reality responds accordingly in the most loving ways. Well, let me tell you what's happened since then. You think that's cool. Some of you may know that my daughter Maya and I are quite fond of roller coasters. So, okay, now, seemingly change of topic, but it's going to connect with that statement. Yesterday starts off, actually Monday sort of rolled into some interesting things happening, and some shifts of energies and things that we here at the Dream the Biggest Dream Portal to Ascension Camp were going to be a certain way, and then they got shifted to something else, or, you know, just Like, the energies were just like, whoa. And so we had some things to work through. We had some issues to address. There's a lot going on in this, you know, I mean, we're all living together now. So I, you know, maybe I'm getting ready for Burning Man, but I call it, you know, in our camp right now, here at the Peebler compound, at the Dream compound, at the Portal to Ascension, you know, like opening. And so lots happening. We're sending out lots of energy. We're connecting with just massive amounts of people. I would say we've stepped up our connection, you know, I don't know, like, exponentially how much, but just let's say we've stepped it up. And we've stepped it up because we're taking what we do out to you. And so it doesn't happen without some issues because Neil, Illy, and I, the last time we checked, which was right now, we're still human. And with that goes a certain amount of baggage, a certain amount of stuff. Although, you know, in each moment now, I'm dropping, shedding, you know, extricating myself from as much that doesn't serve me as I can in that moment. But there's still issues that are coming up, and we're going big with this. Basically, everything is starting in our cooperative relationship this Friday, and continuing, but with a definite plan up until September the 7th. So what is this? This is July. I'm jumping ahead. This is June the 16th. Our plan and our bookings and everything are for the next July to August to September. I mean, almost, I mean, I guess we're talking 10 weeks here. And so lots going on. Basically, we're looking at around 37 cities. In 10 weeks, with a high concentration happening starting on July 3rd. And so stuff's coming up. We've not worked this directly together. And so, you know, we're feeling our way, we're not thinking our way, we're feeling our way through this process. And, it's certainly yielding beautiful results. So I'm taking a solo trip this next week, and just to kind of give you a feel for the flow that we've entered, I'm just popping over to Phoenix to take care of some business, and I thought I should do some activations while I'm there. I didn't even realize it was summer solstice, but it is. And so I thought, well, let me book a couple of unconditional love activations in the Valley of the Sun. And I made two phone calls and booked myself at two different places. And it was not like messages back and forth or anything else. It was like, boom, boom, you're booked. You know, let's put it on Facebook. Let's send it out. Let's get people, you know, reserving space, limited seating. Let's just knock this out and create sellout engagements. And it happened like that. One phone call to Las Vegas, to a center in Las Vegas, and the comment was, Mark Peebler, you are so busy. I hope you're calling because you're bringing it here to Vegas. and that was the owner of the center. And it was like, well, yeah, Lee, as a matter of fact, we are bringing it to Vegas. And so we're booked July 3rd in Vegas. So this week started with just some little conflict stuff, the kind of typical things you would run into, except, you know what, they still catch me a little bit off guard. And what happened between Monday night and, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, I feel like the universe is saying, well, gee, Dr. Dream, you and Maya, you know, you love roller coasters, but you haven't gone to Disneyland or California Adventure recently, so why don't we just take part of your life experience, turn it into a roller coaster? You like that one that takes you upside down? So we're gonna create, you know, some experiences for you that are gonna give you that same feeling. I mean, literally, I got a phone call today, and I walked downstairs to the Portal to Ascension table and said, okay, you know, you won't believe what happened. And I laid it out, and I mean, literally, my stomach felt like the bottom had dropped out. It was, you know, a big deal that I'm working on. Anyway, the details are important, but it was like, wow. And in my past, I would have freaked out a bit. I would have been like, oh my golly, what am I going to do? You know, and instead it was like, okay, here we go. Oh, we'll just kind of step up this activity and this activity. It'll make up for, you know, what just appears to have slipped away. And, you know, something that I thought was coming in at, you know, almost four figures is now coming in at, you know, or five figures is now coming in at just four figures. And it's like, whoa, okay, well, that's fine. We'll deal with this. And then about 2 hours later, the deal came back in full force and even bigger than it was going to be initially. And so, and yesterday, the same thing, things just moving and we're right there in the moment, in the now, feeling it. And the next thing you know, we've turned it into something even better than it was before the issue came up. And yet it's, I don't know. I'm still processing this. The energies are still high. I still feel like I'm absolutely strapped into the roller coaster seat. I feel like maybe we should go to Disneyland tomorrow and do an actual ride. So then the actual ride of reality can just smooth out, you know, like I'm ready for, you know, it's a small world kind of experience, you know, just like the little boat ride and the little dancing people. It's a small world after all that. And here we go upside down again. Oh my gosh. But the lessons that have come from me providing these rather intensive tests for myself are plenty. But the big thing that I'm realizing, and that's why this week's topic came about before I got on the ride, is that it's all about being in the feeling of now. It's all about experiencing the feeling of now and being so much there that nothing is going to shake me too much. I mean, yeah, I get rattled. Okay, there I go. I've just put it out there. I'm human. I hear people hanging up now, you know, Dr. Dream is human. Let's go look for the next person or, you know, superhuman or something now. So here's the thing. I am human. I am working through my issues, just like each person on that's listening to this right now is working through their issues. I had someone say to me yesterday in a discussion that possibly I was not really aware of what unconditional love was. Okay, I don't talk about sports. I don't watch TV. I'm not playing video games. I'm talking, feeling, promoting, experiencing unconditional love. So I created a person yesterday. I created the experience of a person saying to me yesterday, perhaps you are unaware of unconditional love, of what unconditional love is. And I thought, wow, so this person really knows exactly how to try to trigger me. And I'm not going to let that happen because actually I'm working on unconditional love. I am experiencing my experience of unconditional love. I can't compare it to anyone else's, but I'm doing the absolute best I can with the tools that I have available to me. Subsequently, I got an email this morning from that person from Wikipedia. about how to experience unconditional love. And I didn't reply to it. I thought, you know what? Unconditional love right now for me is not replying to this email, because I'm not going to fall into that trap. And instead, I'm going to have unconditional love for this person. And maybe what it is about is certainly for me to look at everything involved in that particular scenario, but maybe there's a beautiful thing that came out of this, and that person needed to get online and research unconditional love and read some things to decide what to send to me. And so maybe I played a lovely role for them, and I'll be the first to admit, I probably have a little bit more processing with this. But the roller coaster and the feeling of now. And so here I am, and it's a beautiful thing. Last night, feeling a little bit worn out from yesterday, in addition to a 3-hour breakthrough session with a new client on Sunday night, a 2.5-hour breakthrough session or a big session with a client Monday night, and then everything on Tuesday, including a photo shoot. I'm getting some more photo shoot business right now, which is great, and very happy clients. And I'm like, okay, universe, you know, I've left it up to you. However you want the abundance to flow to me, you know what I'm doing, you know what I need. So it wants to come through photography, great. It wants to come through one-on-one clients, great. It wants to come through, you know, 38 cities across the Western U.S. and Canada in unconditional love activations, fabulous, super fantastic, bring it on. And so I'm right with all this energy, and we had tickets last night to see a show, a reggae show, and I started thinking that maybe I don't need to go to this show. You know, I could go without this. Alvarosi, I don't even know who it is, but you know, my closest compadres at the moment insisted that this would not be a show to miss. So we went last night, the Detroit Bar, and I have to tell you, you must know at this time in my experience, pretty much the last place you'll find me hanging out is a bar. The Detroit Bar is a bar that I used to go to. I have some fond memories from the place. So anyway, we went, and, you know, in full Dr. Dream energy, I brought crystals and carabiners and yeah, all sorts of stuff to play with last night. And so the very first thing I did once we got settled at the foot of the stage, the very front of the stage, is I walked around and started giving carabiners to everyone. The dreamthebiggestdream.com Create Reality Now carabiners. We've given away about 12,000-15,000 of these in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, 4 years, I guess. And people love it because it's useful, and I love it because then their keys are telling them that they're creating reality now. Their keys are telling them that they have permission to dream the biggest dream, and they can connect with me if they would like to. There's a way to connect with me, and so I'm passing this around, introducing myself as Dr. Dream and having a great time with it. The first band comes on. It's great. We're enjoying it. There's a break. I go around again all over the bar, lots of new people passing this out. At this point, what I've done is I've created an energetic field of connection, okay? And in that moment, I'm in the feeling of now because I have so connected with like 50 or 60 people in this bar that now the second act, prior to the main act, comes on and people are coming up closer to the stage and I'm getting tapped on the back and there's beautiful people saying, "Hey, Dr. Dream, here we are," and this and that. And it was great. Reggae music rocks my soul. In the old days, I probably would have been responsible for some of the sweet smell of ganja happening all around us, but not last night. And, you know, we're drinking bottled water and feeling awfully good and just really flowing. It was a testament to the fact that we don't need anything to raise our vibration, to raise our frequency, to be at whatever level we choose at being, to experience the feeling of now that we choose to experience. So I just want to plant that out there. Saw lots of people drinking, lots of smoking, and so it's just like we didn't need that. You know, what we needed, we had right there, and we didn't have to go to the bar to buy it or down the street, you know, to the corner to get it. We carry it with us, and it was unconditional love, and it was there for the sharing in the moment, and I'm hugging people all around me, and it's a beautiful experience. Alberosi comes on, and amazing, amazing energy, just incredible show. We'll be posting more pictures and videos. Basically, if you go to my page on Facebook, you will see pictures. This is with my cell phone, and it was basically like a foot and a half from his face most of the time for the show. And incredible, incredible experience. I ended up with the just beat up drumstick from the drummer. I handed carabiners to the people in the bands. The drummer, I told him that I travel the world and speak all over about the nature of reality. He said, give me your business card. I said, I just gave you a carabiner. Contact me. We'll see what comes out of it. But we're out there, and the whole point being that wherever we are now is an opportunity for us to touch lives, is an opportunity for us to share energy, to raise energy, to experience the greatest love, because the greatest love is experienced in the moment. And so we came back here last night at, 1:30 in the morning with our ears ringing and just feeling as high as we could possibly feel from what we can do with our own energy. And this morning I was up early, went to a business here, a very nice business, and did a energetic clearing and re-energizing of this business space in a local mall, a high-end mall, and it was an exceptional experience. I do these with people's homes and with businesses, and it just, it lifts me up. And so today was no different. And it's just all part of this beautiful process of being here, being present, and just being so present that you're feeling your now. So, you know, before we move on to some of the other things that have to do with tonight's call, you know, my question to you, as I often ask questions for you to be focused on and be thinking about, is what is your present moment like? Are you there? Are you ever there? Are you there enough? Do you want to be there? Do you want to be there more? What's it about? What is your feeling of now? And if you haven't, you know, truly felt it, tap in. It may surprise you, but this is where the magic truly happens, and it's waiting for each of us just to be there, just to tap in, just to experience it. So it's not in the past, and it's certainly not in the future. It's in the now. Oh, so much, so much is happening. I'm really excited as I look through the list of who's on the call tonight, and of course, many others have come on while we've been talking, but I see, we're going to come back to this also, but I see a number of different areas represented on our list of where we're going to. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but we've got Salt Lake City, we've got Mount Shasta, we have California represented, we've got British Columbia represented, and you know, we're missing Washington and Oregon, where are you folks tonight, but maybe you're going to listen to it on the podcast. And so, you know, this is huge for us, what we're doing. It would be amazing for any of you to be a fly on the wall here at our space and watch as I did what's going on. Of course, I'm up in my space, you know, working my magic with my reality, with my phone calls and emails and connections, and I pop downstairs, and the portal to ascension machine, as it were, has cranked up into full force, and ears to phones, and you know, I'm looking at laptop screens that have hey, welcome San Diego, that have different cities that are on our tour up on the screen. It's like, oh, look, there's Sun Valley, Idaho. Look, there's Salt Lake City. I think we locked up, or we're in the process of locking up Salt Lake City and Logan. We're in the planning stages on Boise and Sun Valley and Haley, Idaho. We made contact with Reno and I believe Lake Tahoe today. Made contact with Chico, California. I mean, this is happening, and it's incredible. The now of the tour of love is over the top. I mean, really, we just followed the feeling to get to where we're at right now, to get to this place of putting the tour of love together, and what it's turning into. Yeah, sometimes I catch myself, I was almost going to say what it's turned into, you know, I couldn't even imagine. And then I realized, well, that's ridiculous, because it's turning into exactly what I've imagined. It's turning into exactly what my belief system, Neil's belief system, Ilya's belief system will allow it to turn into. So we're going to settle in tonight. We've still got, all of our moments are filled with the fun of moving this forward, but we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, where our belief systems are and how to bump it up a little bit or a lot. You know, I think that, I think the guys would agree with me that the next step is what we experienced at Lightning in a Bottle, and to have 160 people actively activating in the moment, unconditional love. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for big groups of people, big venues, and yet I know that on this tour, we're going to have some smaller groups, maybe 10 people, and those will be absolutely amazing and exactly what they are to be. And so it is, it's pretty incredible. Just while I'm talking about this, so I don't hop around too much, let me just read off the cities, because again, we ask for your assistance, and we're going to dive into the Nicholas intention. But the cities that you know, and so I'm scrambling to find the cities. Here we go. Of course, we've got Costa Mesa. We've got Costa Mesa Friday and Saturday night this week. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Los Angeles, Phoenix, Chandler, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Twin Falls, Haley, Sun Valley, Boise, Reno, Lake Tahoe, Chico, Mount Shasta,
Samantha, Mount Shasta, oh yeah. Santa Rosa, San Jose, Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Sausalito, Santa Cruz, Big Sur. Oh, we want Big Sur so much, so beautiful there. San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara. Look, I love Mount Shasta so much, it's listed twice in the announcement. Ashland, Portland, Eugene, Seattle, Tacoma, Vancouver, BC, Victoria. I'm sure there's a little more BC happening for us. And then we're back for a few days. We hit Santa Barbara again. I'm officiating a wedding commitment ceremony on the beach in Santa Barbara on like the last Saturday in August, and then on to Burning Man. So that, what I just said right there, takes us from now until September the 7th or something. And then by the 15th of September, we move into our beach house in Huntington Beach, and it just continues. You know, we've got this momentum, and part of this momentum comes from you, you on the phone right now, you assisting us, you stepping up, you fully supporting our efforts. And we feel that, we embrace that, and we continue to ask for your support in this process. Now, I want to move on to the Nicholas intention. This is the official, I guess, round two of the Nicholas intention. And we are, let's take a deep breath here. We are really, I don't want to say excited, but there is a level of excitement about this, because we're pushing the envelope here. We are consciously choosing to push the envelope. And it's not just for us. I mean, certainly this is motivated by and orchestrated with the foundational energy of Nicholas. But what we're doing here is pushing the envelope for all of us, for creating reality, for allowing miracles. And there's so much more that's tied to those two statements that I just said, creating reality and allowing miracles. Because truly, when I speak of creating reality and allowing miracles, that touches on absolutely everything that is in our life experience, individual and collective. And so just, you know, thank God and blessings of such unconditional love to Nicholas and Susan for being present in there now to allow this to be brought forward for all of us. And that's really where we're at with this. Just to touch base a little bit here, and I know that Susan's on the line, and I'm going to bring her on in a moment. But what we're looking at here is July the 7th. And that is not on my calendar in front of me. That is that is a Wednesday. And it's going to be a Wednesday evening in here in the U.S., and I believe it starts at 6:30. Susan will confirm some of these details. And we're looking for a core group. We call it the core group. And there's going to be just 50 people in the core group. And in the rest of the experience, there's going to be thousands of people all over the world. This core group will be present in the experience for 2.5 hours. and the other participants will be present for somewhere around an hour and 25 minutes, an hour and a half, something in there. So even the process has stepped up from the half hour that we did the last time. And what I'd like to do just to set the stage for Susan is to read this that I received recently from Nicholas. This is Vision for a Peaceful World. And I'd like to share this with you, and then I'm going to ask Susan to join us in this conversation. This is Vision for a Peaceful World by Nicholas. One day I woke up from a multi-illusory dream, and I saw a world that was filled with peace in... I've got to go directly to my email because my printer cut this off. Wow, so this is what happens on a live call. Is this part of my roller coaster? Let me just move into this. Here we go. One day I woke up from a multi-illusory dream, and I saw a world that was filled with peace in the hearts of people. They were all gathered round in a circle, celebrating the union of their sacred hearts. I couldn't count the numbers, as there were too many to count. One thing more I noticed is they were all signing a treaty that said Pathway to Peace. After they all finished signing, they sat in a circle and listened to the treaty. It read, "Peace is not outside of us. It is in the stillness of our hearts. No longer shall we search for peace through questionable means, such as deploying nuclear arms, sending peace troops to foreign countries, or holding peace rallies. Instead, we will listen to the inner communication of our hearts. We shall learn to celebrate the messages that our heart brings. We shall hold the person outside of ourself as the holy God and will center of our own heart. We shall prosper not through monetary means of greed, yet a symbiotic means of exchange and sharing of gifts. Lastly, this treaty asks that all nations come together, not in an official forum as the United Nations, yet through a mighty dinner held with all representatives, placing their clamors of guilt and shame on the table, being replaced by a celebratory smoking of the peace pipe to initiate and congratulate the incoming shower of peace through our hearts. This is the world as I see it in our new kingdom of heaven on earth. Then the multitudes of people return to their sustainable villages and kin domains. They agreed to always remember the days that had passed, yet now that peace flowed through their hearts, the thought became, let's look at our reason for being here and remember the essence of who we are, love." I'm so deeply appreciative of Nicholas's writing and his ability to share this with all of us. And those of you that are live here now, I know you must be as touched as I am, as I am each time that I read this, and know that it's very special for us to be connected like this and to be embarking on what we're embarking on. And so at this point, I'd like to introduce to you Susan. Susan is Nicholas's mother, and I've said this before that Nicholas has drawn me in and inspired me, but it is or in addition, it is Susan who continues to, I mean, just her energy, her passion, and compassion have so touched me, changed me, continued to inspire me. I feel like I couldn't even be embarking on this tour of love in the way that it's being done without the energy and the example and all that I have learned, am learning, and will continue to learn from her. And so, Susan, are you with us?
I am. And I want to thank you, Mark, so deeply for honoring us. And it truly is a gift, like Nicholas has chosen yourself, and you are the example of compassion, love, and caring. There's many people before who have not listened to Nicholas's message, and so we just feel greatly moved ourselves that you are willing to take this and live it and breathe it and bring it to all the people, because we certainly couldn't do it on our own. So we feel indebted to you and to all of you, and thank you so much for sharing in this experience with us.
Thank you for that. I appreciate hearing that, and it just reminds me of how we are all in this together. And truly, just saying that and feeling that right now in this moment, I wouldn't want it to be any other way. And that's one of the gifts that comes out of all this. Now, Susan, am I correct that California time, Pacific Standard Time, on July 7th, it does start at 6:30?
Yes, that is the time that Nicholas has chosen, and when he's outlaying the example that he's setting for us, he is very much connecting with our Creator on all of this. So he's choosing dates according to sometimes moon times or what he's feeling energetically and just what he feels is the best placement, and that is the time that's chosen.
Okay, excellent. And so what is it, I've got something here that if you'd like me to read, I could read that might give us a little more to go on. Talks about now that enough Earth inhabitants are ready, this statement. But it, you know, kind of, this is free form, as you know, and live and not rehearsed or anything else. We just sort of follow how we're guided to. What is it that we should or that we feel is best serving this live energy transference and subsequent opportunity for people to listen to the recording?
I think it's great being on track with sharing with people a little bit more about what this is about in the best way that we can describe it right now. So feel free to go ahead and share what you were starting to read. I really like to hear the part myself, I know, about when he's speaking about how we're moving more into our heart space and our beat is resonating with the Earth's heartbeat, creating an interconnected unit and all of that. So that sounds great. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and just read this as I have it. Now that enough Earth inhabitants are ready, I, Nicholas, am here to bring the vibration of pure, unconditional love. This outflowing of love will spread across the Earth's grid, permeate the etheric network or matrix of love and result in pure, unconditional love in the consciousness of tens of thousands of people. The etheric blueprint can now support the amplified heart potential of tens of thousands. With this potential field and the new crystalline grid foundation, we are just months away from launching our new Earth on 10-10-10. We all have played a very important role. As for myself, I have learned I am the best healer and creator of my own destiny. With your loving, supportive energy coming through the heart center, I can better create a new physical form. This is what we have been waiting for. Our group is demonstrating a most powerful play of love. We couldn't ask for anything better. As we proceed with the heart flowering exercise, you will gain an experiential understanding of why we are using our hearts as opposed to any other organ. However, I would like to add that the heart is the well where our infinite soul resides. It is the inner sanctum of our cherished beings. It is where every feeling we have ever had throughout time is residing. It is where our feeling of love is the strongest. As we move more and more into our heart space, our primordial beat is resonating with Earth's heartbeat, creating an interconnected unit, evolving into one symbiotic relationship. This serves humankind by creating a harmonic unison. Our heart is beating as one heart, thereby creating conditions for global and interplanetary peace. So there'll be more on the method and the process of all of this. I know that we'll be working on updating the website tonight and in the next couple of days to get all this out there. The immediate call to action is really, I guess, threefold. And the first step in this is for the initial core group of 50 people to step forward and commit to take part in that process as one of the 50 people in the core group. And this is, there'll be a training call, as it were, that Susan, you and I will facilitate, but that'll happen before July 7th, of course, and it'll be recorded so people can listen to it if they missed it. Then there will be the next step is for people that aren't going to be in the core group to make a commitment to themselves. It's not a formal commitment to us as the Nicholas Intention, but to make a commitment to themselves to be part of this. And in the required or the stated time frame, to be able to have an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and 25 minutes, hour and a half, whatever it needs to be, to participate. And then the third step that needs to take place, because this is very based in the grassroots efforts, is to spread this out, the Nicholas Intention. Once we launch round two, as I'm just informally calling it this evening, but as we launch the July 7th Intention, to spread it out through your Twitter accounts, your Facebook, your MySpace, through any email lists that you have, to get it out to your friends and family, to talk about it, to connect on it, to share what it means directly from Nicholas and this intention, but then directly from your own heart, what it means to you, what it means to you to focus on reality being created, to focus on the allowing of miracles. And this is the process that we're in right now, and I'm pleased that we've had so many people show up on tonight's call, and I know that we'll get this call posted this evening on iTunes, and we'll tweet it and get it out on Facebook and spread it even more so people can be brought into alignment with what's happening. So what else is there, Susan, that you're being called in this moment to share with us?
I'm not sure I have anything specific other than I'm interested to know, I guess, if anybody has any questions, just to share, I guess, that what it's like a bit in the daily living with Nicholas, and that we've been through just a tremendous amount of change. It seems happening very rapidly. Sometimes a day feels like worth a month of change, but I'll focus in on just in the last month or so. We've chosen to just be a bit more solitary, kind of a bit more on our own, in a very much in a self-healing kind of space. So we've really altered our reality and our living conditions to suit that. And as soon as I made a step, a break in a relationship that wasn't nourishing myself anymore, so we found a space that works for Nicholas and myself, and it just has been unfolding very rapidly with the powerful energy of Nicholas, who's so determined to take himself from his present body form, where at the moment he's very much relying on other people such as myself to meet his daily needs, but yet completely knows the power of now and the power of our own bodies to heal themselves. And since we've been in this space of our own, he's just been attracting, like on an almost daily basis, we've had this team form around Nicholas, from being visited by Jesus and laying his hands on him, to having archangels around him, having daily conversations with him. We sometimes journal some of that and write it down. He's been having quite a few Reiki sessions lately, and a lot of healing of past lives has come through that. So this space that we're in right now is feels somewhat solitary, but yet very serving into the fold of where we are all going right now. And so at times for me, it feels over the top, and it's mind-boggling sometimes how to get through a day. They're long days, yet it feels like Nicholas and myself have this kind of symbiotic relationship in which this is really what we are here for, and we are living what we exactly need to be doing to fold into the next steps right now. So that feels very reassuring and very energizing, but we are, you know, challenged at times to be able to do it on our own. I am doing it on my own with the help of divine beings, but in a physical level, I'm doing it on my own with Nicholas right now. And so ultimately, we are very much looking forward to having other people join us to be able to assist Nicholas with his activities, with his writing. He's writing a book right now called My Chartered Destiny. So that's another activity that's taking place as we're going through this process. So we're looking to complete that, maybe just a third of the way through. and have that go for publishing yet. I guess it's just that I'd like to say that we're looking for people to join us and assist on our journey. Some of that would just be, as I was saying, helping to unfold our vision and to help with our daily activities, basically. That's hard for me to say more, but that's about it. I wanted to share that with you.
Really appreciate you sharing all of that. And you know, I know that the last month or so, actually, certainly or so, but in a heightened sense, the last month has been with beautiful challenges on all levels for both of you. And you both have risen up to it and, you know, keep coming out on top, as it were. We will have information on the website, thenicholasintention.com, with lists of so many people have asked how they can help. And for the last intention, we're pretty much, you know, everything happened so quickly and this and that. But now there is a pretty concrete list of how people can help. And assistance that is needed. We'll also have, you know, for some people, that help can come in the form of, you know, just making a donation to the fund. The Nicholas has a fund set up to assist with all of this. And as these changes continue to move forward and, we continue to take this to whatever the next step, the next level is, everything makes a difference. And so we'll lay this out very clearly on the website, which will, continue to be, very fluid as more information comes to light. And we will continue to have more of Nicholas's recent messages and writings posted up there for everyone. At this point, I'd like to go ahead and unmute the callers and give people a chance to say something or ask questions. If it's too in-depth for right now, or it's going to be covered in the website, or we hadn't thought of covering it in the website, but now that it's brought up, it should be, or something like that, we'll let you know, if this isn't quite the perfect forum, as it were, to answer that. But what a lovely, beautiful opportunity we have in this moment now. So let me go ahead and unmute the lines. And the lines are unmuted. Anyone that is so drawn, this would be your opportunity.
Hi, this is the Kuan Yin Center in San Diego. And I'm just so touched by the Nicholas Intention. I just continuously get spontaneous crying and everything. So thank you for bringing us up to date on that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here and for following all of this. Again, it's all of us in this together, and it's whatever, wherever this goes, however this all works, it is going to take all of us. So thank you so much for your energy.
Thank you.
What is the website?
The website, and it's not updated at the moment, but it will be updated. The website is thenicholasintention.com, and if you go to any of the websites that we have, drdream.com, drdream.com, or dreamthebiggestdream.com, it's listed on the front page, but it's thenicholasintention.com, thenicholasintention.com.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. Well, there'll be more information forthcoming. I'm glad that we were able to get out what we got out this evening. And this has been a powerful call. The energy that I'm feeling, and tremendous gratitude for you, Susan, being able to be on tonight's call, and for everyone else. We do have time because what is time anyway? To do a focused oneness blessing and intention. And so what I'd like to do is call up Portal to Ascension, come up to the sanctuary. And what we'll do is we'll mute out the line. We will do the oneness blessing for everyone that's on this call. And then we will go ahead and unmute the line and say goodnight to everyone. So,
goodnight, Mark.
At this goodnight, but don't leave because you want to get this blessing. So what we're going to do is the line's been muted out. Go ahead and get in a comfortable position. Become very aware, very conscious of your breathing. Be very focused on your breathing. Close your eyes. This is the oneness blessing that gives you exactly what it is you need. It knows what you need. It just flows through us and can be done on a call like this or in person because it's based on the energetic intent, and that's what we're all about. So I've got, there's three of us here. I'm going to set the phone down. Just continue your conscious, aware breathing, and then I'll unmute the line and say goodnight to everyone. So just continue conscious and aware breathing. I just want to thank everyone for being on tonight's call. Special thank you to Neil and Ilya for not just their brotherhood, but their continued support and assisting in facilitating this blessing. Thank you, Susan, for being here. And thank all of you for your energy, your love, your spirit, because it is so much the foundation of everything for each and every one of us. It is with heartfelt love that we say good night, enjoy the feeling of your now, and We will be back with you next week. This Friday, we're in Orange County at Ginger's Garden with Mike Barra, New York Times bestselling author, and myself speaking. Saturday in Orange County, 10:30 on Conditional Love Activation, Phoenix and the Valley of the Sun, Monday and Tuesday. And then we'll be back with you next Wednesday evening for another Lessons from the Frontline and all the unconditional love that's available to all of us to share. Thank you so much for being on tonight's call. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mark.
Good night, Mark.